Okay, just a few ha'aris in Bayisrach in the Targum. The word Sezava, Seziv, you all know the word probably, but it means Hatzala. I'm just going to show you a few examples in the Parsha. The Haya Machna Hanishar Refleita. It says in the beginning of the Parsha that Yaakov is saying that if Esav attacks one of the camps, Vaya Hamachna Hanishar Refleita, look at the Targum there. It's in Pasuk Tes. The Tzehei Mashvisa de Sishtar Lishezava. Okay, that's one. Also, Hatzilenina, Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav, a few psukim later. Pasuk Yud Beis, Hatzilen, save me. So again, the Targum, even though the Hebrew word is different, but it's the same basic idea. Hatzilenina says the Targum, Shezavni Cha'an. Again, Milashan Hatzola, Savior. There's one other example that I found later. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph. Right? But he'd not sell nafshi. Yaakov says, "Kim iso kim pani but he'd not sell nafshi." Again, the title is "Ish tezavas nafshi." Different forms of the word from the dikduk, but again, the same basic shoresh. Another important word. I might as well do this one. We're learning sukkis, okay? Umekneu asa sukkos. This is in Lamed Gimel Yud Zayin. So what does he say? Yaakov Nasa Sukosa and so on. Mitneu Asa Sukos. What is the translation of Sukos? Mitalon. Mitalon. And you'll see that again in Parshas Emor when you see the Sukos Teshru Shivas Yamim over there. The Targum writes, the Sukos Teshru, the Mitalaya. And understand, the idea is Tzel, the Lashon HaKodesh, is Tes Lamed in Lashon Targum. It's a switching of the Sadi and the Tes. Metalala is sail, having shade. The word for Betach, it says, by Avoa Leir Betach, by Shimon Velevi, they felt secure. This is in Pasuk Chaf Hei, in Paraglamid Dalid. So the Targum writes, Va'al al karta de yasvan lerochatson. What does it mean, lerochatson? To feel secure. Bei ana rochit. Miloshin to be boteach. Again, Pashut. Maybe one or two more and we'll end. Over there, Lamed Dalet Lamed. Yaakov says to Shimon Velevi, Acharta Mosi, Lahav Isheni, Biyoshiva Arts. What's Lahav Isheni? The Targum takes that, Lahav Isheni, to make me look bad. It says, Lemitan Devavu. Lemitan Devavu. Devavu is the translation of the word Eva. You see the word Eva in Chumash, like in Parshas Bereishis by the Nachash, the Eva Ashis. Bein Chol, Bein Ha'isha, right, by the Klala of the Nachash. So he says there also, the Eva Shisa says, Gimel Tezvav, Udevavu Eshvei. I saw in one of the Svarim, I have Targum Avram, it's from the son of the Gra. He has interesting insights of Targum, language of Targum in Aramis versus Lashon HaKodesh. He suggests there that the Lashon of Devavu to mean Eva is because that we have in Vayeshev, that someone who feels sinna is more prone to be motzi diba against the person. Vayava Yosef is diba samra laviyem. So that's why maybe the lashon of devavu to mean eva, because it usually brings for the person who has hatred to speak about and speak bad about the person. Let me give you one more. The word akka, ayin kuf aleph, you know from the kumpurka, min kol akka, min kol marim bishan. What does akka mean? Sara. So you have a few examples here as well. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzelo. Vayetzelo, what does it say there? Ches, Pasuk Ches, in the beginning of the Parsha. Vayakasrei, Milashen, again, feeling distress. Another example later in the Parsha, Lamed Hei Gimel. Lamed Hei Gimel. Ve'esesha Mizbeach, Yaakov says, we're going to go to Beisel, I'll make a Mizbeach, Okel, Ho'ona Osi, Biyom Tzara Si, says the Targum. The Yoma de Akasi, the day of my distress. Again, Akka. Let me give you one more, which is very interesting. It's Pshat in the Rashi, but you wouldn't know it, because unless you know the Makor Rashi, you wouldn't know this point. There's a very interesting Rashi, which brings a Medrash. This is the Pasuk Chav Beis, beginning of the Parsha, Lamed Beis Chav Beis. Zatavor HaMincha Al Panav. So, Pasha Pshat, Rashi says, what's Al Panav? Kimo lefanav. The mincha passed in front of Yaakov. But then Rashi quotes a medrash. Says the medrash, U medrash agada, quoted by Rashi, al panav, afu shari bekas, shahayat sarach lechol zeh. Rashi says, what's pshat al panav? Even Yaakov was also angry that he needed all of this. So in other words, the pshat is al panav, that there was a certain feeling on Yaakov's part of feeling upset and angry, just as Esav was angry, Yaakov was angry as well, that he had to do this to send this mincha to Esav. I have a lot to say about this Rashi, but not this minute, in terms of the etzem pshat in Rashi. But the source of Rashi, and this you'll see in the Radak, because the Radak quotes the Medrash Rabbah, and also interprets it al derech Rashi, but the words, see, Rashi often does this. He uses his own words to paraphrase a Medrash. So you wouldn't always realize what Rashi's doing. What's the mucker of this pshat of the Medrash that Rashi's quoting, that he was also shari bekas? So the Radak quotes the Medrash. Lashon HaRadak, Ubevet Alpanav, Kemo Lefanav, first pshat that Rashi has also, Ubeveshis Rabba Alpanav, quote, Af hu be'aka. Kelomar fishu hutzvach l'choze. So what did the Medrash actually say? What were the words of the Medrash? Af hu be'aka. He was also in distress. Rashi took the Medrash to mean, as does the Radak, that Alpan of the Yaakov also was distressed that he had to do this. So Rashi says, sorry, because Rashi changes the words. Fantastic chidush of the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma is an einfal, kedarka, b'kodesh, sometimes it's very unique chidushin. He says, actually, I think the pshat in the Medrash is different, b'chal, than what Rashi said. You see, the Medrash has the gears afu ba'aka. V'hama'ayin yira, the darish, that the drush is not, in fact, on the alpanav at all. If you look at the Medrash, the words afu ba'aka are following v'tava mincha alpanav v'gomer. What does the pasuk conclude? V'tava mincha alpanav v'hu lon b'layla hu b'machen. Zok de meshech chachma, the afu ba'aka is not coming to explain the words alpanav at all. The words afu ba'aka of the Medrash are coming to explain the v'gomer, the next words of the pasuk, which is v'hu lon b'layla hu b'machen, meaning darsh afu ba'aka, afu, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was in distress with Yaakov, al derech imo anochi v'tzara. So what the Medrash really says, according to Meshech Chachma, is not this pshat of the alpanav, that Yaakov was also in distress and angry about having to give the mincha, but rather the Medrash is trying to say, v'hu, Hashem, was there with Yaakov in the machaneh, Hashem felt the tzara with Yaakov. Nupshat, afu ba'ak. Okay, good.